Right. In no particular order, but I thought I'd just to start, I'll share with you something which chiddush, which is, as you say, hot off the press. So you'll understand in a second why it's particularly dear to me, this one, this chiddush. I was sitting there this morning upstairs in Basos. Well, not really sitting there, I was dozing, as they say, just lying down for.
It's not me.
Quite literally, you get a power nap, whatever you call it, right? And I don't know if you call it a dream, whatever. And I'll tell you what this is what the dream was. That the Taz says, right? Now, this is the only part I don't know, I couldn't work out. I don't know what Taz was talking about. But the Taz says that the reason why Rus kept moving was in order that she shouldn't be Kena Shavisa. Because she'd already been recovered, and I'm serious, that's why I dreamt, that because she'd been recovered upon herself the mitzvah of Tuchumen, because she said, El Asher Telichi Eilech, that was the first thing she said to Naomi, and therefore she kept moving in order that she shouldn't be Kena Shavisa. Now, as I came to, I was like, first thing I was like, okay, I need to make sure I remember all these points. Normally you forget all these points, you can't figure out a dream afterwards. And I was thinking, okay, and I worked out, okay, Shteitim Pasuk. Chazal already tried to work out. She comes to the field. Vatelech v'atove basode. She went and she came. So Chazal say she went to the end of the field and she came back in order that she should make sure she makes her way back. They didn't shot it. Okay, vatelech v'atove. I mean, she kept on the move. And then I was thinking about it a little bit. I thought, it's such a beautiful pshat. I don't know. It answers so many. Listen to this. First of all, when did they arrive? Never. I don't think it's ever struck me before. They arrived b'tchilas kisei asoirim. Rashi says when they were doing the shuvah kisei asoirim. No, kisei asoirim.
The second day.
Well, hold on. So when were they journeying? They were journeying on first day Pesach. What about Tuchumen? They're coming from Boel. I don't know what the distance is. You can check. What's the difference from Boel to Eretz Yisrael?
And they arrive around Bethlehem to the
same. The mountain of Boel, right? That's surely a problem of Boel going outside of Tuchumen. So the Maisa I found, the Medrash already says that they went Batitim and Amokim. I think it's on that portion. Or Batelach and Adera. Sorry, Batelach and Adera. Not Kedosh Shel Torah. Right, they went not in accordance with Nosher Teirot, and presumably the Pshat today explained this because they went outside of the school. Kipt again the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, the Pshat is, you know why they were allowed to do it? Because Issa Tchumen is an Issa Darabonon, and since they were going out to Yeshua Eretz Yisrael, we know Yeshua Eretz Yisrael is Deicha Darabonon. So you say maybe, yeah. But I thought, hold on a second, I don't know, maybe somebody here knows, I don't know, geography is not my as you've gathered already by now. But is this not more than your base milk?
No.
Nothing more than your base milk.
It's from Moab. Moab, it's up to the top of Jordan.
I just know it's about Horeb surrounding Eretz Yisrael.
Top of Jordan. Doesn't it depend where Moab and where Eretz Yisrael? Because it's a border. It could be on the border. But they went to Beis Lechem, didn't they?
They were Sdem
Moab. Yeah, but I'm saying something must have gone outside of Eretz Yisrael.
No, there was Sdem Moab. They were outside the city of the kingdom. You know, they were just outside the
kingdom. Unless there isn't a problem of the Beis Lechem. But it definitely seems to be a problem of Beis Lechem. Okay, so maybe yes, maybe not. The Beis Lechem maybe is a problem, maybe it's not. Okay, question one. Question two, it's Taka, very interesting. When Normie tries to push her away, what does she respond? Where you go, I will go. And she goes to all others. Say Chazal, Gemara and Shabbos. Remember Gemara and Shabbos? It says, this is where she was saying, Mr. Tchumen, where you can go on Shabbos, I will go on Shabbos. Where you can go in terms of Yechud, and that's where I will go in terms of Yechud. And she goes through, Bashet Tomusi, almost where you die, I will go. Reference to Avraham Yitzchak Beisdin. You've got Tayyar Mitzvahs there. There's also Avodah Zarah. You can sort of work out maybe why she picked those. But like the first thing she said is Tchum Shabbos? Where did Tchum Shabbos? That's the same way I couldn't really figure out that, but like where did that one come in? Okay, another question. Then you got very interesting, it's just Posh Shabbos.
Shabbos
is the right. Shabbos is the
right.
Shabbos is the right.
Shabbos is the right.
Shabbos
is the right. Shabbos is the right.
No. it's not a problem.
Correct. How can they be around Shabbat?
No, it wasn't.
They're not allowed to be around Shabbat.
Because it's already second day Yom Tov. Second day, I mean, it's not even second day Yom Tov, it's
Cholamayim. Yeah, but I'm saying, they didn't come on Shabbat.
Okay, fine, but watch it. So, Vatekim is Tamas Kira Lechazito. Then we find that normally she's striding ahead, and Rus, who's much younger than her, probably much fitter, she's struggling to keep up. I mean, that already the Gon speaks about, but it's also an interesting thing. Then we come into the field, Boaz arrives, and he asks, no, who is this lady? Already they ask, they say, wait, that's the Derek of Boaz. I mean, Boaz was the shiri. He starts asking about women. Bit strange. You know, obviously he saw something. It's Chazadash, he saw something. Chachma. I wanted to say, based on what we're saying here, about this. Normally, she said she realized you're going to have to get out of Moab. First thing is about Tetei Min HaMokom. As one of the Mephoshim says, before she can decide where she's going to go, I need to get out of Moab. Moab is a bad place to stay. But Tetei Min HaMokom. This is Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is her Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tchumen will sort it out. How does she sort it out? So I wanted to say a chiddush. What she did was, when Yom Tov was coming in, from that moment onwards, she just kept walking. And she didn't stop walking for a moment. And then she was never Kena Shavisa. As long as she wasn't, she didn't stop, she wasn't Kena Shavisa, she could just keep going and keep going and keep going. Now we understand why Rus is struggling to keep up with her. I mean, if you've been walking for hours and hours and hours in the heat and whatever it is, it's hard. Now, normally, because she'd already made up her mind, she's going to Eretz Yisrael, that adrenaline kept her going. But for Rus, remember, as the Gon says, the Yetzer Hara is working against her. That's posh, but that's why Vatera Kimis HaMeses. But you can understand why she's struggling to keep up. Why she? It's not just because the Yetzer Hara is working against her. But if you've been walking for hours and hours and hours, about 10, 20 hours, you know, better it's hard to keep going. Right? Now we understand. The first thing she says is, Ba'asher Perichi Erech, you're trying to tell me back? No! I'm going to keep going. The Halachas of Tchum, I know if I stop, that's it, I can't move. Right? The minute I stop, I'm going to be Kenesh Vizim, and I've already got 2,000 arms. No, I'm going to keep going. Now they arrive in Eretz Yisrael. When is it? B'schilas Ketir Soed. When do they do the Ketirah? Ketirah Soed is in the night. Mitzoy Yom Tov Rishon. Yeah? So no problem. They're out there doing the Ketirah Soed. Yeah? But where did they just come from? They came from Moab, Yom Tov Sheni. They've still got Yom Tov Sheni. No time to stop now. They have to keep moving, right? Mm-hmm. Again, it's probably on a
they didn't have Yom Tov Sheni back then.
Why not?
They did have.
Who says? If they kept the Rabbans, why wouldn't they have kept Yom Tov Sheni?
All right.
Yes, because that's why wouldn't the Sfeikas of Yemo apply? If they don't know, if the Shluchim can't reach there,
they don't
know.
If they arrived, let's say nowadays, somebody arrives in Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laaretz on second day Yom Tov, and then they're saying, I'm making Aliyah, I'm going to stay here. So do they have to keep the second day?
So there's two things. There's two Chiddushim in this. It depends on two Chiddushim, this thing. Unless you say Taka it'd be much harder to say it was Shabbos the next day. But then, like you said, what they do is burying her. Okay, could be you get into, and the workers as well, they're working in the field. The Ketiyah Soed is Taka Doche Shabbos. But number one, there's a very interesting Shaydeh. Let's say you leave London, you're going to make Aliyah. And you're going back in the day when you went by ship. Right? So it wasn't just straight there. So you've left London, and along the way you stop in, I don't know, Cyprus. Yeah, well maybe you're getting a connecting flight. Lemaitre, you get stuck in Cyprus for Yom Tov. One day or 2 days?
One day.
No, Cyprus is 2 days still.
Do you say, well you never made it to Eretz Yisrael yet?
No.
Or do you say, but I'm on my way to Eretz Yisrael, I'm ready to Eretz Yisrael. Well, it's a machlokes. It's definitely a shaila. I can tell you
that it's intention.
I'll tell you something.
Well, you learned that with
I'll tell you what Lemaitre, Rav. I wasn't paying full attention, but Rav Dovidson had told me because I was talking to him about something about Yom Tov Sheni, and he says he remembers when he was in Gateshead 50 years ago, or thereabouts, he told me a certain very choshev, I don't remember who it was, came and was stopping off in Gateshead on his way to Eretz Yisrael, and he was masufak what to do, 1 or 2 days. So he kept, but Etzim he kept one day, but he asked the Shliach Tzibur to be motzi him with Musaf, right? In case he has to keep a second day. So I said to him, you don't have to go to this call, but I did exactly the same when I was in Eretz Yisrael. I had also a very similar shayla, right?
But if he's on a boat, Adam, which arrives on first day of...
No, I'm coming. That's the second, that's why I said to you, there's two separate chidushim in this. There's two shaylas here. Shaila number one is, if I'm already on my way before Yom Tov, so I'm before, right? So that's shaila number one. Shaila number two is, you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. That's what you're asking now, no? If you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, once Yom Tov Sheni has come in. So I start to keep Yom Tov Sheni, but I'm in Eretz Yisrael.
I'm saying, you arrive in Eretz Yisrael on Yom Tov Rishon.
That's easier.
No, but you can't get off the boat.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
But you can get off.
That doesn't matter. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, here the chiddush is.
I have another chiddush. They're not in Eretz Yisrael whatsoever. According to Yaakov Avinu, who told Yosef, "Vayakvada bet lechem," so we're not from Eretz Yisrael yet.
Yeah,
so that's completely outside.
But here's chat number two. Let's say you're in, you go to Eretz Yisrael for Shavuos. Keep me 2 days, right? You don't have a flat day, right? You keep me 2 days. You know what? Comes the second day, you say, you know what? Like, I don't want to go back to London. I'm loving it so much. You turn to your wife, you say, that's it, we're staying, right? You agree? Yeah. Do you keep the second day or not? You just made kiddush. And you announce this, I think, you know what? We should just stay here. Nope.
I start to
say, nope, got the fire, what do you say?
Keep second day.
Whatever you say, there'll be somebody who agrees and somebody who disagrees.
But here,
it's a three-way machlokus.
Here, your intention hasn't been...
Shlomo Zalman says, whatever point you make that decision, you stop keeping Yom Tov. Rav Chanan Vasserman says, depends on Chatzos Hayom. Another depends on the midway point. It's based on Sugyan Tamis. Rav Shlomo Zalman goes with a Rosh in Moed Koton. Rav Chanan bases it on the Sugyan Tamis, but if you start a Tamis and then the rain comes, you right, remember that Sugya? Yeah? And then, there's a Vizelach Alpon says, no, there's nothing to do with Tamis. If you make Kiddush, you brought in Yom Tov, you have to keep Yom Tov to the end now. Are you in Eretz Yisrael? It's irrelevant. Right?
Yom Tov's last opinion. So what about the Cyprus folk? What about the Cyprus folk who was caught up going to Eretz Yisrael? So that was in...
It's a separate side.
Hold on.
Then once you've started, you have to finish off. And even though you're on your way, so they arrive, it's Chilas Ketir Tzairim, which means they already started keeping Yom Tov Sheni. So Memeda continues on. So therefore, when she goes to the field, she has to keep moving, because the minute she stops, she's only going to have 2,000 Amos. And if these fields are outside of the city, you don't have the whole city. Fields are presumably outside the city, right? So Oyval Zoi, she's going to only have 2,000 Amos. Therefore, Vatelech Vatolda, she keeps moving. When Bayar sees this, in fact, because he says, she's been moving all day, that's what the Nazar said, Bayana Nah, and the Tabla Kirtun, yes, she's come, Naram, and Shiftar Bayis, oh, she's been on the move all day. When Bayar saw this is what impressed him. And the deeper reason behind it is, and this is the message we can take from it is, if a person, Shabbos, the whole idea of Tzuchum Shabbos is, if a person is Kena Shaviso in Olam Hazeh, then Shabbos is limited to how much it can give you. Right? They say there are two Bechinas of Shabbos. Rabbi Shapiro speaks about this. Shabbos is on the one hand, it's one of the 7 days of the week. It's Al Cheni, it's Nachal Obedi Mitzorim. It already belongs to the up and beyond. If a person is Kena Shaviso, then Shabbos is a certain amount you can get, and that's it. But if a person is not Kena Shaviso, a person is constantly going, mechayel lechayel, a person is constantly moving, then the amount a person can gain from Shabbos is le'ilo le'ilo, it's limitless. Right? And that was what normally, Rus, Bayaz, they understood, that It went from Moyov. Moyov is the place of Mentah Shari Tumah, it's the place of Olam Hazeh. No, you've got to keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. And if a person keeps moving, this is the one who can give birth to the Neshama of David HaMelech. The Neshama of David HaMelech is the Red Yom Chamishim. It's outside of any Gevurim. It's Nachalo below Metzorim. It's up and above. And therefore, that's what Boaz understood. That's what he saw in Rus, and that's why
he blessed.
As I said, but that explains all the Vatelech Vatova. It explains, it answers the question. Because this is Taichin in the Pesukim. But Taichin, the question, we've answered a beautiful answer. How could they go? What about the Issa Tzachomin? Normally, you didn't keep the Issa Tzachomin. What is the doctor?
I can't accept that there was Yom Tov Sheni at that point in our history.
And after that, no Yom Sheni.
There was no shluchim based in going to Chutzlai. There were no kehillas outside.
So, in which case, there's absolutely no sophic whatsoever. They had to keep the second day. There's no sophic about it. Of course, they did.
This was.
How are they going to know?
I want to say the doctor.
Posha al sophic. The only thing you could say is if they hadn't been misucking the thing of Yom Tov Sheni, then it could be when they got to Eretz Yisrael and they found out which day is Yom Tov, they wouldn't be mechuyev to continue.
No.
Maybe yes, maybe not.
Question.
But there's no shy about him. Well, of course they were keeping 2 days Yom Tov. There's nothing to do with the Takon of Chazal. You living in London, if you lived in London, Bismanda or Makadish al Pi Ori'io, tell me, what would you do for Yom Tov? To stop it their eyes to the Chumah. And there's no shayla about it. Of course, you have to keep 2 days. That's not the takon of Yom Tov Sheni. The takon of Yom Tov Sheni is even if the shulchan do gave, they don't give. Okay, there's certain things. So whether that already kept then, I don't know. But normally, why wouldn't she keep her? You know, this was the Rabbanon.
A question. When I guess about Yom Tov was before the story of Boaz. Yes.
It was after.
It's already, according to Megaleh Amukot, was already 100 from Shevet Shebinyamin in Ashkenaz. So according to the Megaleh Amukot, the doctor, they were already in Ashkenaz. Megaleh Amukot, the Leah Nevi told him that they ran away. There were only 800 left, 100 ran away, and that's done at 100 day. And by the end, only 600 got married. So 100 already ran away to Ashkenaz on the time of Pilagish Bagirah, according to Megaleh Amukot. So he said there were already in Hutzlaret.
He said there was a Jewish community already in Germany from.
Saying that they married out, they assimilated.
That's a question that actually I annoy the kids. I like to annoy the kids on in Hager, that all of them are converted, because I said, you know, who they married? They're married chicks, they're converted. That's a joke, anyway. But some people said it as well, that in Yemen, I don't know why, I read it Midrash once, that in the time of Moshe already, some people moved to Yemen already then. So, Midrashim, you work it out.
So can I just ask?
They've got geneticists that are working out. There are geneticists that are working out.
First question is, she might be a nonny and she might have been coming from where there was a famine. But presumably there must have been able to have matzah. That would have been. We're worried she's been walking, so she wouldn't have her tukum. But therefore, she must have started walking before Yom Tov came in.
Yep.
So when Yom Tov came in, what about having matzah?
That occurred to me. They did their seder whilst moving.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
They had to just keep moving, doing
walking.
Hakofas. And secondly.
If you want to avoid the Issa Tchumen, that's what you'd have to do. It's like on Shabbos as well. If a person who goes to Mikvah on Shabbos and he doesn't use any Eru, right? So there's a problem with there's a shayla of carrying water in his head. So one of the eights is this, he's going for the Bar Mitzvah, for the Bar Mitzvah he's going straight to Shul. So this is what the Spiker used to do. You go directly from Mikvah, keep walking, and you go directly to Shul. So it's Rosh Hashayach, it's Rosh Hashayach, it's via Rosh Hashayach. Which there's no Issa of Eitzor Me'ekadim. Since you're doing a Tzorach Mitzvah, it's Mutzah. The problem is when you get to the light, now what? The answer is you just keep going until you don't stop. No, that's right. If you've got something in your pocket, same thing. I mean, you can go to a similar thing. If you want to get your something in your pocket, just keep going, keep going, keep going. But the light, if you see a guy walking around like this, you know, that's a good chance that's right.
Second question about money. So normally during Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't be able to do a harvest. But you can for the first night for the barley.
Yeah, this is month for Ksiyas Omer.
Absolutely. So you can do it even though it's Chol HaMoed.
Yeah, sure. But yeah. You can even do it on Shabbos. Even if that's the month of Shabbos. Yeah. According to one day.
But does that allow the Aniyim to go along as well?
No, the Aniyim, once you've done it, then yeah, they can go afterwards. Yeah, are you saying in terms of picking up? Yeah, all they're doing is they're picking up. Ah, you're asking what about his workers doing malacha?
Yeah, that's what I asked. That's the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
So, how can he say that they're doing
malacha? Okay. That is what comes out there.
Presumably the workers were doing it.
Maybe it was double hobby. Okay, there are answers there. Okay, that was anyway. As I said,
sleep well.
I was going to say that. I was very excited. Anyway, if anyone finds out, that's the only part. I don't know what the Tzaddik has got to do with it. But
so when you make the intention to make Aliyah, whether you are in Eretz Yisrael or not, do you keep second day?
For sure, if you're still here, for sure. Until you leave here, there's nothing to talk about. That you've made a
decision. We had definitely we had somebody who's making Aliyah this year, and he was davening in the second room. And then the Gabba came up to me and said, we've got a guest from Eretz Yisrael, yeah? And he said, is he a lady? So I said, I'm not sure, you'll have to ask. He said, because the lady we've got here is only keeping first day, even though he's been a member of Bashul's Bay, and we're not sure we can call him up on second day Yom Tov. And I thought, well, if you can't call my Kemp up if he's a lady either, then, because he's not keeping second day. But, and I was just trying, eventually we did call him up, right? But he definitely said he's not keeping second day, and he also left Shul early, even though we don't duchen on Shabbos. But there was no one to do the nadel vasa for. But we don't talk. Somebody said to me, "Oh, he's going, and we're not doing. Who's going to do the nadel vasa? He was the only lady in our minyan, you know." So I got very confused by the whole thing, to be honest. And I don't know what
could be. There's other factors. Maybe he's already got a flat there. He's been going there for years.
Yeah.
But not after the decision. Not after the decision.
But giving him an aliyah is not really a problem, whether he's keeping second day or not. You can still give an aliyah.
If he's only keeping one day, and...
But we have kriyas atzeret on Chol HaMoed, so...
It was Shabbos. Shabbos, it wouldn't be a problem. So he's got a chiyah of kriyas atzeret as well, yes.
But he's got his chiyah of his menasa.
It's not a chiyah to lay menasa, you just got to have seven through it, it doesn't matter. There's no chiyah on the person. No, you can give him an aliyah for that, yeah. Okay, that was point number one. Point number two.
Well, just for this another drink.
This is the hockets now. This is where I noticed, because I was probably looking for something else, that the Tzitz Eliezer, he talks about the question of a guy on the plane. Right, arrives in the airport, getting off the plane. Can you get off the plane or not? Meaning to say, if the plane has gone, you got on the plane on Shabbos, for whatever reason, right? You got on the plane on Shabbos.
Where? In Israel or outside Israel?
Nothing there is Israel now. You got on a plane, wherever it is, on Shabbos, for whatever reason. Now, it means you've been Kenesh Visa, wherever it is. Let's say there is Israel, fine. Okay? It doesn't matter why you got on the plane. Don't ask Kashas how they were flying. You know what? A person was flying from Hawaii, right? And they decided to get on the plane on Friday, right? Then somebody tells them mid-flight, you realize it's a machlokes about which day Hawaii is Shabbos. According to Rav Tukachinsky, Friday is Shabbos. So you've got on the plane on Shabbos. Okay, let's say. Okay, so I'm giving you an example. Yeah? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Then
they were flying to Chazanish, and somebody told them, no, maybe you should be Chishis. This gets very interesting as you get into all the sfeikas, right?
But when Shabbos actually came in, he was 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, no. That's what I said. He got on the plane on Friday, which means Thursday evening, according to Rav Tukachinsky, what they call Thursday evening, is because Easter of the international date night.
So he'd already established in in Hawaii.
That's right, Malcolm Trevisan. He got onto the plane on Friday, and then his rock tells him, maybe when he gets back here, I don't know. He phones up, and no one's answering. He, I don't know, it's Shabbos. Well, okay, I don't use a bit of imagination. Bekitzer, he's now gone outside your base mill. Now, hold on. Your base mill, so we said...
Lemala
me'asoro. Your base mill is a sophic deraisa, according to maybe the Mechabit, etc. So in which case, you may have a sophic, maybe a sophic deraisa, whatever you want to call it. So now you've got a problem. Yeah? Now, what do I do in terms of getting off the plane? Right? So, That one's going to be much, much more difficult. You know what? That is going to be much more difficult. Let's not talk about a guy who got on the plane on Shabbos. So that type is problematic. Let's talk about a case where a guy got on the plane before Shabbos. He's flying through the daylight, whatever it is he's flying. Now he arrives on Shabbos. So like you said, the problem is that he went more than your base mil, way more, right? So therefore now when it comes to the Shalig of Beis Mil, if you're the Beis Mil as a Zeraisa, then the Malo me Asara, you've got to be Machmir. So now when you land in Chveis, in wherever it is, right, or whatever airport it is, you can't. Are you allowed to get off?
He didn't make his Makom Shavisa, did he?
He?
He hasn't made his Makom Shavisa.
What do you mean? If you hold the Malo, if you hold the Beis Mil as Zeraisa, Lamala Me'asora is a Sophic Deraisa, in which case the plane is your, wherever you are when Shabbos comes in, that will be your Makom Shavisa.
It's moving.
Oh, so says the Sitz Eliezer. No, remember, anyone remember what the Be'al Ocha said yesterday?
It's moving.
Oh, so he's in a bit of a bind, because he says, Rashba Ramban says exactly like Eddie is saying. Hopefully the plane didn't stop in midair, right? So in which case, you never stopped. So when were you kind of Shavisa? Only when you hit, when the plane came to a standstill.
Right.
So then, boom, you're ready in London. You're kind of Shavisa in London. You got $2,000 from Heathrow or the whole of London, whatever you want to say, you're alright. Yeah? The only problem is, but one second, not so fast. Remember the Mechaber talked about, the Mechaber's Loshon though is Mashmah, the minute you come into waters which are within 10, then you've got this, right, that's it, your $2,000 start there. Ah, you're on the move. So you brought this Rashba and Ramban, that should be a problem. So the Bialoch said, well, maybe Pshat is because you're sitting stationary and it's the water that's moving, etc. No, maybe, therefore, it's, that's why you already mean being kind of, you're kind of Shvisa when you get within the tent. Yeah? He's a Torah Kiyan Lamaisa. Well then in which case, according to that, do I have a problem? He's not sure what to do.
What's he done? He's Kodesh Risa when it's moving still.
Even when it's moving, yeah.
But when it lands, or when it becomes
below 10. Midair, when Shabbos comes in.
Not when it's below 10.
No, because that's in a case where it's a Shalad Rabban. Here, because it's on water. Water is a Darabon.
But you both said when the water, he's still claiming to be to when the boat comes below 10. Or is it not when it's above 10? Not this, it was all below 10. When the boat.
Well, the point is about this. So the Sitz Eliezer says, he says, don't worry, we can get you out of this one. Because, he says, it's sad to say that you're claiming when the boat's moving is because. It's a special swara by water because you're on the ship and the ship that's in itself is stationary, it's the water that's moving it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the Chazal look at it. Maybe not getting into the science behind it, but that's the way Chazal look at it, right? He says, by a plane, you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
The plane is definitely moving. The plane is moving, being propelled, whatever it is, and therefore, according to all opinions, you're not going to Shavisa until the plane comes to a halt.
So we said the reason why it works on a plane is because you're on the plane. So why it works on a boat is on the boat. you're not moving relatively to the boat.
No, it's a little bit more than that. It said because the boat itself, the Etam, is stationary, and it's the water that's moving. And as the water moves, it's carrying the ship.
So but the boat is still physically moving.
No, fine, doesn't matter.
And albeit the water is carrying it.
Doesn't matter.
And we're saying with the plane, it's not the stream.
So I was going to say that. First of all, there's a few points to consider here. First of all, like you said, is that we already explained. We said, what does it mean the water is carrying the boat? So we said, because okay, fine. When even if it's got engines and things like that, what it's doing is it's moving the water, and as the water is moving, it's the forces which are effectively, as you're moving the water, and that's effectively pushing the. It's the movement of the water is what's moving the ship, if you see what I mean. Well, here as well. What's happening is, the engines and all of that is creating an airflow, which as it flows over the wings, whatever, effectively that's propelling the plane. So that's number one, is maybe it should be the same as the boat. Point one. Mitzad Sheni, I'm just wondering whether it is really Shayach. Is it Shayach? You tell me. Do you think it's Shayach 40,000 feet up in the sky to say that's a Sophic Deraisa? Is that Dome of the Diglei Midbar? Remember, we said on the sea, we said seas, all of that. So we had the whole the Yud Beis Mil business. So you had we brought, even though the Be'al Ocha asked on it, but the Maita we said that on the sea, on the water, we take on that is definitely a Darabon, even if you go more than Yud Beis Mil. Why? Because it's not similar to the Diglei Midbar. Well, I don't think a plane flying in the air. It's what, the whole thing about the Ma'amar Me'asor is, like we said, when you're going on stilts and things like that, you're going on pillars and things like that. Okay, this is your stilt. Yeah, this is your. That's the Shaida, is that similar to the, it's Shayach to here, that's similar to the Diglei Midbar. Unless you're walking through solid land, just you're walking on raised platforms. Here, you're flying literally through the air.
Isn't it a Komnei Rabbanei?
I don't know how that goes with the Kvitz of the Shem, though. When the guy's jump, moves with the Shem Hashem.
Isn't it, it's a Komnei Rabbanei with this plane issue. He shouldn't be on the plane in the first place. He's chayav, so he wouldn't be chayav for
this. He's chayav
Lisa,
then he's yeah.
Get Marcus. Yeah, I don't think he's worried about the Yud Beis Mil.
No, it's a show.
Not necessarily.
He could be taking a normal flight, Belfast to London, and he takes it. This time of the year, he takes it to.
You're not allowed to go on a plane on Friday either.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or even at 10 o'clock, and then once he's on, hijackers or whatever come along and
and heavy.
Divert him, and
I'll tell you something more. I'm just wondering like this. If you remember, we talked about two different possibilities. How the guy is going to Ma'amar Me'asor. Either he's walking on pillars. Yeah? Or he uses some sort of a name of Hashem in order to, fly. Yeah? Now, again, you can tell me what you think. It only occurred to me now, this is the thing that happens. I wonder whether the Shaila, whether the Ma'amar Me'asor is a Shaila in Tchon. The din that we say, if you're going outside your base mill, then maybe it's a Sophic Deraisa, outside it's a. So we said that only if you're going on dry land. If you're going on water, then we said for sure, even outside your basement, there's a Sophic de Rabon. In other words, the whole din of Tzuchumin being de Eraisa is only if it's your basement
and on solid ground.
It's got to be similar to the Diglei Midbar. And therefore, Kenzine only, that was the Tzad, only in Rosh Hashanah, not in the Kabbalists. We explained that last week beautifully with the Rambam, the Rambam. So, Oibazoi, I would go further to say, if you're going Lamalo Me'asoro, you're flying, yeah? I don't think you could say that's a Shiloh of Deiraisa to come in. That's not similar to the Diglei Midbar. when you're flying through the air above 10. It's in Arishas Arabim. Levana Me'asor is a Makom Patur. This is definitely not similar to the Degen Mitzvah. That's not Derech Halicha. So therefore it comes out that the only case where you're going to have a Deiraisa, a Shaila of Deiraisa, is if you're walking on pillars, which are on the, or stilts, whatever you want to call it, on dry land, outside of your base mill. But therefore, in the case of a plane, a boat, we've already said, the boat is always going to be a Shaila, it will never be in a Gea Deiraisa according to this, because you're going on water, correct? A plane, by the same token, I would say, is never going to be a Shaila of Deiraisa.
And
therefore, it should be all right to get it. You should never have a problem getting off the plane. So again, he wanted to say, because it's gone...
A train.
Train is on the ground. And so that's the thing, anything like that, where you're connected to the ground, 100%, yeah. So that would be similar to the digging image, whilst then you'd have a shadow of the writer. But on a plane, got the brother from Oscar, on a plane, and therefore I would say by the same token, if you decide to use your Kabbalistic knowledge to use some shame to fly somewhere, I would say it's not shayach, a shayach of deraisa, because that's not similar to the Degen Mitzvah. Like on the ship, doesn't matter how far you go, it's a sofik derabon, not a sofik deraisa, the ma'ala me'asor. So too, if you're flying on a plane, that's not similar to the Degen Mitzvah. Yeah? And therefore I would say it's a shayach of derabon, and if it's a shayach of derabon, then you can zikha be mekul amala me'asara, and therefore to get off the plane should be alright. The only case where you're going to have a problem is if you got onto the plane on Shabbos. But if you were on the plane before Shabbos came in, which is more likely, and then you're not going to get any skeet or anything like that, okay? Because there are people who have this, because they're flying through date nights into that. They're on there before Shabbos, and they fly through. Yeah, they fly into Shabbos. So then, you could say, as amala me'asara, it's a sort, no matter how far I flew, until I hit the ground, right? The only thing, when you hit the ground, okay, then it gets interesting. Because when you hit the runway,
you're still moving,
number one. Okay, but then you get into the sophic of the VLF, it makes for a very interesting shayla, right? You hit the runway, but you're still moving on the one hand, but you also, if it's within the things of the city, it doesn't make a difference then. I want to get, once I'm within London, I've got the whole of London anyway, so okay, I won't be able to go outside London. I'll tell you this.
When is it? You had a sofek deraisa, so I didn't quite catch one.
Again, the shayla of the. I have to check again because I only came across this, but I'll tell you what came off this, because that's where it gets even more outlandish, quite literally. Is the shayla was like this. If you, for whatever reason, you were on the plane, as far as I know, the shayla was you were on the plane when Shabbos came in, right? And now you land, are you allowed to get off the plane? Now, you say you're a Malam Al-Sara. Yeah, but you went more than your base mill. So in which case, Sobit Deraisa L'Chumra. Right? Yes? On the other hand, you were moving the whole time.
No, your base mill is a Sobit Deraisa on land, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. So he says, he wants to be Torah initially on the Bi'ah Alocha that we learned. He wants to be Torah on the Bi'ah Alocha. The Bi'ah Alocha says when it's moving, Al Pi the Rishonim, you can't be Kodesh Bisa Kol Zman, it's moving. Correct? On the other hand, according to the Shulchan Aruch Pashtus, it sounds like you can. So in which case, when you're flying in the air, right, maybe you're Kodesh Bisa. But it's moving, there's not a shayla there. Yeah? Now, if it's a shayla derabbanan, so anyway, stop it derabbanan and put it, what's the problem? No, you're going more than your base mill. I think he's taking on that, therefore it's a stop it derabbanan. I have to check up. I'm saying like you're saying, which is, no, it's a shayla derabbanan. And therefore, I don't care whether it's moving or not moving. Cold mind, you're above 10, stop it derabbanan and put it. Correct? Adkan. I'll tell you something. This shayla. This Tzitz Eliezer was quoted then, probably by others, but in, I think, Yoshi Yitzchok, I saw it. You know what he was dealing with?
Who is what?
When, what's his name, Ramon, when he went to space, he was asked by the Rob in Florida about what to do. Ramon wanted to know about what to do in terms of Kriyat Shema and keeping Shabbat when he's in space. And that's it. He quotes this at Tuchum Shabbos. Does Tuchumin apply on the moon? Can you get out of the spaceship to go onto the moon on Shabbos? Yeah, right. Because in other words, let's say they land on the moon on Shabbos. They land on the moon on Shabbos. So what's he kena shlisa at some point somewhere in the middle of space? It's moving all the time. You're in a mile of Asara, and then they land on the moon. Is there a din of
Is the moon now not Mimala Measara?
Yeah,
because you have the moon itself.
Perhaps the moon itself you measured. Terra Levashamayim.
Yeah.
Is the moon?
I'm not joking. He quotes this at Eliezer, and based on that, I think he wants to say that, well, you're not going to shoot, so as long as the rocket was moving, so no problem. You can get out of the rocket. And you can do a spacewalk on the moon.
Up to 2000.
I don't know. That I didn't read the whole thing. I just I suddenly noticed what's going on. He's quoting this as I first saw this at Eliezer. But anyway, that makes for an interesting interesting shaila about on the moon. What would you do if you decide to take up who is it? Who's doing these space trips now?
Oh, Bezos, and Musk.
Okay, so if you decide to take one of them, you'll have to know that I'm off.
Yeah.
Better not to go for Shabbos.
Is it Branson?
I haven't read everything he said. It's a very long for sure because he goes through all the other things. You know, you're in a completely different orbit. So what happened in terms
do
of
you have to one? Do?
Okay, you get into all sorts of shit.
They have to do Kiddush Havana on the moon.
Oh. How many times? Yeah, how many times? Okay, now that is that. The last thing I wanted to do is, and I'm going to introduce it today, is like this. You should have, anyone who's got the Ezra Hodel Gemara, you should be able to see the Rambam, because we never actually, what's the Rambam shit in all of this? How does the Rambam come out when it comes to the Malam Yasov? Anyone know? The Rambam is basically what's being quoted to Shofarah. It's a Sofim. So where it's the Deraisa, you go to the Chumra, where it's the Rabbanon, you go to the Kula. Yeah? Pretty straightforward. Now, look at this. Okay, I'm going to give you the question today. Bez Lashem, for the most moiridikah mahalik, Bez Lashem will do tomorrow to answer up this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nezirus. You got the Rambam there? Let me tell you which Rambam to find though. It's the Rambam Hilchos Nezirus, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yod Aleph.
Sorry. Rambam in
Hilchos Nezirus, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yod Aleph. Hilchos Nezirus, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yod Aleph. I'll shut back the page and I'll tell those who are going to hold the way.
The Lord's Shabbos.
You've got the
English
one, right?
Hilchos Nezirus. Nezirus is the whole thing, right?
Hilchos Nezirus. Right, page Yud Aleph in the Ozlodo.
Yeah.
It's page Yud Aleph.
Perek, Hilchos Nezirus.
Perek Dalet, it's only one in Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph.
Yeah.
Hey, you got that?
Yud Aleph, sorry.
Yeah. Third column along on page Yud Aleph. Four paragraphs down.
Ha'omer
Harini Nozir. Now look what he does. Ha'omer, somebody who says, Harini Nozir b'yom sheben David bo'i. I am being mekabel Nezirus on the day that David HaMelech arrived. I mean, not Moshiach. Yep. Im b'chol Nodar, if you made the Nezirus on a weekday, Harizeh Osur La'olam. You can never have wine. The Imbe Shabbos, if it's Shabbos over Yom Tov or Yom Tov, not that he made the Neda, Oysa Shabbos, Oysa Yom Tov, Mutter. That Shabbos or Yom Tov is Mutter. Mikam Ve'ilok, from that point onwards, Osir Lo'ilok is Osir forever. Why? Shahadop, look at what he writes now. Shahadop or Sofik, because there's a Sofik in Yovah B'Shabbos, Obi Yomtov, Olo Yovah, whether Moshiach is going to come on Shabbos, when he can come on Shabbos or Yomtov or not. V'hoyubu Sofik, B'yom Shenoda. Let's go. The Sofik, yeah. Since there's a Sofik B'yom Shenodar on the day when he made the neder, lechona olav nezirus she Sofik nezirus laokel. Similar to Scott the Friday. Remember you asked about the haflo?
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, what's happened here? Let me just explain what he said. Shabbos on Shabbos, I say the day that David Hamelach, not that David, right? Ben David comes, I'm a kavod nezirus. Now. Can he come today? Don't know. The Sofik. What's the Sofik?
We haven't heard from Eliyahu.
Oh, really, Eliyahu? That's the Sofik?
The Sofik where the Moshiach can come and show us.
Oh, right.
The Sofik whether he's come or not.
No, whether he can come.
Is he obligated under the Chum?
We said in the Gemara, he definitely cannot come on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Because in order for him to come on Shabbos, it means that Eliyahu came on Erev Shabbos. Eliyahu doesn't come on Erev Shabbos because he doesn't want to disturb people's meals. So what's the topic here?
Eliyahu could have come on Thursday.
But at that time, we never said that. Yeah, but if he came Thursday, then Moshiach would have come on Friday. We said that's not a problem.
But they've kept quiet because they're still going through the din and they have to.
There's no need to keep quiet. Yeah? The Sofik is whether he can come on Shabbos. So it's the Sofik whether he can come on Shabbos. Well, what's the Sofik? The answer is, because we said there's a Sofik whether there's a Tchum Lamala Me'asor or not. If there's a Sofik. So we don't know if Moshiach can come. Now over here, this is very important, there's a halacha in Nezirus that Dr. Freilich was referring to. Yeah? And that is when you got a Sofik in the Etzem possibility of the neder a nezirus being chal, we say we paskin like the Manda Omar that says sofik nezirus is not chal. I never would have been makabel when it's a sofik, right? So therefore, since the whole thing is a sofik, it's even possible today, so it can't be chal today. But from that point onwards, become elok chal on nezirus from Sunday. Yes, the nezirus potentially is chal, and b'shabbos habol she sofik in amafgas nezirus shechol olam. Well, by the time it gets next Shabbos, it's too late. From that Sunday onwards, you got...
Why is it 2 days on the next
What in the world is going on here? What happened to Eliyahu? He can't come on Shabbos. What's the topic? It's not my question. What is going on? Take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, and the various Meforshim on the page. And Beis Hashem tomorrow, you'll see, to conclude the Sugya, tune in for tomorrow, because the Rambam, it's going to be based on Rabbi Yonasan Abish. It's got a whole question. I don't think I'm going to go through it because it ends up with a problem. We'll give a much simpler thing based on what he said to answer up, and you'll see the Rambam has a completely different understanding in the whole sugya.
Why isn't the following Shabbos a sofik as well?
Well,
if he makes that major on Shabbos,
maybe he came on Friday. By the time he gets to next Shabbos,
obviously it's going to be announced. Well, no, it's okay, my friend. The Shabbos is the same topic.
No, okay. Rashi learned you're